Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Caroline Fenton with us on the show the other day. Joe O. Sammy P. Get you set for college football, Major League Baseball. Today we got two more games, and then we'll get to some NFL action coming up. Welcome in. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, BetMGMNetwork.com. Subscribe on our YouTube page, The BetMGM Network. We're here weekdays 9 a.m. to noon Eastern time, crying during the break, listening to Sam's old baseball stories about the third coach. I love this man. I had a lot of questions. We talked about cargo shorts, the facial hair situation, and the stupid phrases. Baseball's got so many of those. Like, your average person listening in would have no idea what any of it means. And probably people on the team have no idea what this means or that means.
My brother listening live from his house in Illinois said, yeah. Jackson Park, shout out. And then sent me a picture of a brand new orange stealth bat for $700.
So, now?
Apparently, yeah. That's what an Easton Stealth brand new bat costs, $700.
Yep, that actually makes perfect sense. If you walk into a Dick's Sporting Goods, go to that baseball section, you'll be amazed if you haven't been there in a while. And the funny thing is, like, now we're at the age, now you got to go to a drop eight. And then next year, you got to go to a drop five, meaning the bats get heavier. Every year, got to buy a new bat now. There's that thing, too. Yeah, good stuff. Go to glove section, too. They're all $350. Anyways, the parents know all about that, too. They know what I'm talking about. All right, college football. I actually wanted to get to this during Friday Feels, but I'm glad we actually saved it because something that I was feeling was on the heels of our conversation with John Murray yesterday. Clarity. I think a little bit of clarity on some spots, and you saw it right away. You actually stopped and said, Joe, did you notice that? Yes, I noticed it. You noticed it. Hopefully our audience noticed it. And John fairly brought up, it's not something that hits all the time, but it is certainly worth discussing. And what we're talking about is we'll find out where the room is at. And I can't wait because college football, they've been something special. But there are two particular underdogs that he's saying they're betting a lot. And when I say they're, it means the public. They're betting these two dogs, and then the point spread is going in the other way. You don't have to be in this too long to figure that out. So the respected money is on the other side, where the majority of the money is coming in on the dog side. And that is USC Ole Miss. And I get it. In fact, I was probably one of those people on Monday. Like, I looked at it, I'm like, boy, Ole Miss getting more than a touchdown? USC, we're out to 9.5? Like, and I had that first reaction. And then you start looking at the matchup a little bit more. And then you start talking to people about where the sharp plays are, the respected money, which side they're on. Do you really want to be against all that? Oh, I see why the line is climbing. Oh, look at this matchup. Look at that matchup. Look at the weather conditions that we might be getting. I understand what's happening with Georgia and the revenge angle that they have. I get it with Notre Dame and the running backs out for USC, and you're probably going to have to run the ball in the rain in South Bend on Saturday. And you know what I mean? Like, it's all lining up. A little bit of clarity, Sam, after our conversation with John Murray. What do you think?
Well, it's mostly money that's driving said clarity. When more tickets are on one team, but the line is moving the other way, that is the definition of pros against Joes. We don't need a bookmaker to tell us that. I mean, it's nice to hear where the tickets are, but when you hear the tickets are on X, but the line is moving to Y, that's it, right? That's it. That's the nuts. And there are several games like that this week. I wrote about it in the newsletter. Arizona State's another one. Arizona State was 11.5 on Monday. And then Sam Levitt came back to practice, their starting quarterback. Remember, he didn't play against Utah. And I was talking to a couple guys this week who said that Dillingham, the head coach at ASU, basically kept Leavitt out. He got hurt against TCU the week before. And then they went to Salt Lake City to play Utah. Well, guess what happened at Utah all day, game day? Thunderstorms.
Mm-hmm.
Bad injury to the foot. Not bad, but enough to make you wonder. Aligned with thunderstorms, slippery field elements, let's just keep them out. So that was a late breaker last week. Oh, Leavitt's not going to play. But the plan always, as we were told this week, was he was going to play against Texas Tech. So that number has gone from 11.5 on Arizona State catching the points to now 7. There's a 7 at BetMGM right now. There's 7 all over Vegas, all over offshore. That's another game where you're going to have more tickets on Texas Tech, because guess what? Texas Tech has covered every game this year. People have made money on Texas Tech, so they're going to bet Texas Tech. But the money is on Arizona State. That's happening in a couple other games. Notre Dame, which we mentioned, Georgia from 6.5 through the 7 to 7.5. And then the other big move is injury related. Did you catch at the end of our show what happened to the Clemson line against SMU?
Did not.
Apparently Cade Klubnik's not playing. This number went from 10 to 5.5. SMU against Clemson. They absolutely destroyed it. Vegas Rick was calling me. We were taping Bear Bets. I was like, I can't answer this phone. He called me 3 times. And I finally was able to reach out after we're done taping. And he goes, you won't believe how much I bet on SMU. And I'm like, what what happened? I have no idea what happened. He goes, Klubnik's not going to play. I said, official? He said, no, but he's not playing. And I'm like, okay.
Right.
That line went from 10 during our show to 5.5 by lunchtime. There's a 5 right now at Chris on Clemson laying the points to SMU. That market move tells you that Cade Klubnik is not playing for Clemson.
Yep, for sure. Oh, wow. That's a big move. No doubt about it. Another one. This Penn State Iowa number. Now we're out to 3 at some spots. I've seen books go to 3.5. Jeff Schwartz is like, they're dead. They're done. And then the more and more you look at it, what could be down the road, what it sounds like is happening in that program, if it's not this week, it's going to be a while before Penn State wins a game. If you plan on betting Iowa, you got to do it now, right? Like, there are still some 2.5s out there. I don't think there's any way. Where's the Penn State money coming from? Who's going to line up and back Penn State? I know you've had a tough time with the power rating, and it's certainly understandable. The look ahead is Penn State minus 10.5, and now we're looking at it going to Iowa minus 3, 3.5.
My favorite set of ratings moved Penn State from a 91.5 to, I'm still scrolling, 91.5 to a 80.5. So drop them 11 points with no quarterback and no coach. The issue is you don't really know how far to go. I mean, you're guessing at this point, and then you make the money, or you book the money for that matter. I mean, a power rating is one thing, but if the power rating is off, the market's going to tell you. And when we saw this number open in Vegas, it was Iowa minus 3. Initial bet came in on Iowa out to 3.5. Then some Penn State money came back in, knock it back through the 3. But now we're basically sitting 3.
Yep.
The issue that I have, and I think a lot of odds makers have, how do you quantify a team that's quit?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If, in fact, they've quit, which one would argue when you lose to Northwestern, you've quit. But how many points is effort worth, right? I mean, it could be worth more than a 10-point drop. I mean, to go from 91.5 to 80.5 is a huge move in 1 week. But if they lay down and die and just have no effort, I mean, Iowa could win this game 24-3. I don't know what to do with it. I think you're right. It'd be Iowa or pass, but it's impossible to quantify what Penn State we see on Saturday. It's impossible.
Yep. 100%. I do want to mention Vanderbilt. You pointed out right away that this was pick'em and we've moved to 2.5. Now there are threes popping. Vandy -3. And it's just historically, there are some amazing factoids about this. So Vandy's going to close as a favorite unless we get some quarterback news. You mentioned 51 straight games. They've been an underdog in SEC games. Amazing. This is also the first time Vanderbilt has been favored against a ranked opponent since 1978. That is 176 games. They've been going against ranked opponents and they were the dog. Well, it looks like they're going to be the favorite. Also, the first time they've been favored against LSU since 1948.
The end of World War II.
It's crazy. Yeah. This is insane what's happening. But you got no play on the game, right?
No, I wanted to get to LSU, and I stayed off it because I had smart people say, don't do it. So,
yeah,
in my racket, that's good enough. If I hear it from two or three sharp people, don't do it, I don't do it. Paul, did you see what they did to our Maryland squad? They blasted it. Maybe they were all watching 10 Toes Down yesterday. Maryland during our show was 3.5. Now it's 2.5. So somebody somewhere did some work with a shovel on Maryland.
Let's go Terps. I think they are 3-0 against the spread as a dog.
Good.
I think for what it's worth. As a favorite, kind of more mixed. As a big favorite, more mixed. But close loss to Washington, close loss to Nebraska. Should have arguably could have won both games. And UCLA, yeah, let's sell the top here.
We got four games tonight, Joe, and a couple of game day moves. Miami was 14 basically all day yesterday, and people wake up this morning and they want to bet Louisville. That's fine. I understand it. It's a big number. I just need Carson Beck to play a great game. So those numbers are now 13 or 13.5. They took the points with Louisville today. And a move in the 9 o'clock Eastern game. San Jose State, people are fading San Jose State. There's a rumor their quarterback is not healthy. But Utah State went from 3 to 3.5 to 4.
All right, good stuff there on college football. Coming up next, we start to break down this NFL card in detail. Sides, totals, props. We'll tell you where we're at heading into the weekend. Kelly in Vegas will join us in her usual spot, 11 a.m. Eastern. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.